This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. An effort is underway to correct the numerous messages in the media portraying farmers in a negative light. Safe Family Farming Director Gerald Barron says in order to influence the greatest number of people, groups like Bellingham-based Community to Community target the cities to spread their anti-guest worker agenda.
That's why we launched the FarmWorkerJusticeNow.org project to provide the information to those crucial audiences about what is really going on, why these guest workers are so important, why them having access to high-value jobs where they're getting paid very good money and are being protected by numerous laws, why that's so important and why that represents justice for farm workers.
In the recent case of one Northwest berry farmer, Barron says their ability to hire H-2A guest workers was severely disrupted.
Because the law says you cannot bring in guest workers from outside of the country until you have exhausted every effort to hire domestic workers. It's there to protect domestic workers. We understand that.
Barron says in this case, it was just a dirty trick.
Most of them were university students who had no intention of working, and when it came time to show up for work, they weren't there. But by submitting them to the Department of Labor saying, oh, here's your domestic workforce, they were able to basically prevent this farm from hiring any guest workers.
Barron says you can go to their website, farmworkerjusticenow.org, for the real story behind this latest attack against farmers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.